Despite the lack of oxygen, after Luz is treated with several intravenous boluses of normal saline solution, her tachycardia and peripheral perfusion improve. However, the tachypnea and respiratory distress are not improved. In your mind, you review the various causes of respiratory distress in infants and young children and classify them based on infectious causes and non-infectious causes. Pneumothorax or a foreign body in her airway seem less likely in the presence of symmetric breath sounds. Asthma is possible, but there is no wheezing. Cardiac failure and congenital heart disease seem less likely with the presence of fever, good peripheral pulses, and the absence of a murmur or hepatomegaly. Luz may have severe anemia, but the fever and abnormal lung sound suggest another cause. You realize that the fever and shock suggest an infectious cause is very likely. While waiting for the results of the rapid malaria test, you think about your other infectious etiologies and begin to consider your choice of empiric antibiotics. The lack of stridor or strident cough makes croup or pertussis less likely. The low prevalence of HIV and AIDS makes these diagnoses less likely, but possible, and soon you will know if she has malaria. This illness has some characteristics of bronchiolitis, but the shock suggests a bacterial origin. Foremost, you must treat Luz for what is very likely to be pneumonia, complicated by bacterial sepsis. Pneumonia is a common etiology for respiratory distress and can be caused by bacteria or, more commonly, viruses. The signs and symptoms of pneumonia in neonates and young infants are even less specific than in older infants and children. In this age group, there is considerable clinical overlap between pneumonia and other conditions, such as sepsis and non-infectious causes of respiratory distress. Let's click the forward button to learn more about these underlying topics on your screen.